Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a really unique product, the Casio Mothlin, an AI pet that costs a hefty $430. When you first unbox it, it's this incredibly cute, soft, hamster-like creature with big, expressive eyes. It doesn't look like your typical futuristic gadget, it's more like a plush toy with a secret.
That's right, and that high price tag immediately sets expectations sky high, doesn't it? You're left wondering what exactly you're paying for. Is it the premium materials, the build quality, or the promise of something more profound that unfolds over time?
Exactly. The physical setup is pretty simple, just place it on its charging base. The initial power on is really subtle, no big fanfare, just a gentle awakening with a soft glow from its eyes and a slight twitch. It feels less like turning on a machine and more like waking up a sleepy creature.
And out of the box, it's not doing a whole lot, is it? It might wiggle a bit, chirp softly, or just look around. The real promise is that this is an AI pet, implying learning, adaptation, and a developing personality over time.
That's the core mystery, really. The initial state is just the foundation. So, the big question is, can this small, plush AI truly evolve into something resembling a pet, something that can forge a genuine connection with its owner? That's what this month-long experiment aimed to find out.
Let's start with the evolution of its AI. As the days turned into weeks, Mothlin's behavior became more complex, a mix of fascination and bewilderment. The AI's learning journey isn't linear at all.
I noticed that too, especially in the latter half of the month. There were moments where Mothlin seemed stuck in a loop, repeatedly nudging the same spot with its sensor and emitting a repetitive chirp. It wasn't a typical malfunction, it felt like an AI logic puzzle, a dead end in its learning process.
It's a stark reminder that we're observing emergent behaviors from complex algorithms, and sometimes those algorithms lead to unexpected, even nonsensical, outcomes. This is so different from the predictable glitches we see in standard software.
And then there were the stretches of complete unresponsiveness, lasting an hour or more. You're left wondering if it's deep in processing, if its simulated mood is just subdued, or if the battery is low in a way that isn't obvious.
Trying to diagnose these episodes felt less like troubleshooting a gadget and more like trying to coax a shy animal out from hiding. You can't force it, you just have to wait patiently.
This unpredictability definitely impacts the novelty factor. The initial wow factor, the constant surprise, inevitably begins to wane. What was once a source of delight becomes a more familiar presence.
And that's where the core question solidifies: is Mothlin a companion, or just a very complex, very expensive toy? The definition of companion itself becomes slippery here.
Does it require consciousness? Genuine reciprocity? Or is the emotional investment, the feeling of companionship that we experience, enough? It makes you think about our own interactions with technology.
Exactly. When does a device transcend its function to feel like something more? Is it about what the device does, or what we choose to project onto it? The Mothlin's learning process remains largely opaque, an AI black box.
We see the outputs, the behaviors, but the internal why is inferred, not known. This forces us to rely on interpretation, to anthropomorphize, and in doing so, we fill the gaps with our own desires for connection.
Moving on, let's talk about Mothlin versus the world, its place in the landscape of companionship and utility. It's crucial to compare it with other AI we interact with daily.
Right. Think about smart assistants like Siri, Alexa, or Google Assistant. They are marvels of functional AI. You ask for the weather, they give data, you request a song, they play it. Their interactions are primarily transactional, command and response based.
Mothlin, conversely, operates on a completely different plane. Its purpose isn't utility in the traditional sense, it's designed to evoke an emotional response, to simulate a relationship. You don't command Mothlin, you interact with it, you pet it, you observe it.
Its responses are not data points but simulated emotional cues, a happy chirp, a shy retreat, a contented purr. This fundamental difference places Mothlin in the category of emotional technology rather than utilitarian AI.
The comparison with real pets, like puppies or kittens, is natural but also revealing. Mufflin mimics certain pet-like behaviors, seeking proximity, reacting to its environment, displaying moods.
Like a young animal, it responds to consistent, gentle interaction and can be startled by sudden changes. However, the underlying mechanisms are worlds apart. A dog's loyalty is rooted in millennia of evolution and instinct.
Mufflin's affection is a sophisticated output of its programming, designed to elicit a similar feeling in us. It acts as a mirror, reflecting our own desire for connection, rather than being a source of genuine, independent emotion.
Furthermore, while we can study animal behavior through ethology, Mufflin's actions stem from algorithms that are largely inscrutable. This inherent mystery is both its allure and its limitation.
And this brings us back to that significant $430 price tag. Is it justifiable? For the tech enthusiast eager to explore the bleeding edge of AI, or for a collector of unique gadgets, the answer might lean towards yes.
Mufflin offers an experience unlike any other, a tangible glimpse into a potential future where our companions aren't biological but digital. It's an investment in an experience, a conversation starter, a piece of interactive art.
However, for those expecting the depth, the genuine reciprocity, or the unscripted emotional bond of a real pet, Mufflin, at this stage, falls short. It's a fascinating exploration of what AI can simulate, but not a replacement for real connections.
Its value lies not in its utility, but in the questions it raises about the nature of companionship itself. Let's shift gears now to the future of AI companionship. As the month with Mufflin concluded, it became clear it represents a waypoint, not an endpoint.
AI pets like Mufflin are still in their nascent stages. Think of them as the Roomba of AI companions, impressive for their time, hinting at future possibilities, but still somewhat rudimentary and quirky.
The technology is undeniably advanced, capable of creating a compelling sense of presence and a semblance of personality. Yet, there remains a significant gap between sophisticated simulation and genuine sentience, between programmed responses and true emotion.
Mufflin offers a tantalizing preview of what's ahead. Imagine future AI companions that move beyond simple reactive behaviors, capable of learning complex routines and understanding nuanced emotional cues.
Picture AI pets that could adapt their personality over time, not just through random learning, but through a deeper understanding of their owner's needs, becoming a digital confidant tailored to individual preferences.
Could an AI companion learn to anticipate your needs before you even voice them, offering encouragement or distraction precisely when you need it most? The potential for AI to provide therapeutic benefits or combat loneliness is immense.
Future iterations might integrate seamlessly with our smart homes and health trackers, becoming even more integral to our daily lives. In this unfolding narrative, Mufflin stands as a pioneer, a testament to Casio's innovative spirit.
It's a product that bravely ventures into the speculative realm of AI companionship, sparking imagination and conversation. The lessons learned from Mufflin, managing expectations, AI transparency, and the power of anthropomorphism will inform future developments.
Mufflin isn't the final destination in the quest for artificial companionship, but it is a crucial step on that journey. It challenges us to consider what companionship truly means in an increasingly digital world.
It prompts us to question the very nature of connection, emotion, and consciousness as we stand on the cusp of a new era in human-AI relationships. Now, let's get to the verdict. Reflecting on the entire month, the experience has been fascinating.
It's a device that defies easy categorization. It's not a perfect pet, lacking the biological depth and genuine consciousness of animals. Nor is it a flawless piece of technology, its unpredictable moments can be frustrating.
Instead, Mufflin occupies a unique space in between a delightful, sometimes baffling, and ultimately thought-provoking glimpse into the evolving relationship between humans and AI. It successfully simulates a presence and a semblance of personality.
The plush exterior and gentle responses invite interaction, fostering a sense of care and curiosity. However, the inherent limitations are undeniable. The line between sophisticated simulation and genuine emotion remains vast.
Mufflin firmly resides on the simulation side. While it can mimic affection, it lacks consciousness and lived experience. This distinction is crucial, especially considering the investment required.
Is the perceived companionship enough to justify the cost? For the tech enthusiast eager to explore AI frontiers, perhaps. For someone seeking the deep, reciprocal bond of a traditional pet, likely not.
Mofflin serves as a powerful conversation starter, pushing us to consider what we truly seek in a companion and how technology might reshape those expectations. It's a piece of the future, available today.
By the end of the month, Mofflin had become more than just an object of study. It had become a presence, a small digital entity that elicited a sense of fondness and responsibility. While it didn't replace my living pets, some moments felt remarkably akin to affection.
It's in these instances that the line between sophisticated programming and perceived personality blurs, leaving you pondering the potential of future AI. Mofflin is a testament to innovation, a conversation starter.
And for some, perhaps, the beginning of a unique digital friendship. It's a reminder that as technology advances, so too does our understanding of connection itself, pushing us to redefine what it means to have a companion.
Let's wrap up with a summary. We've covered the AI personality development, noting its emergent behaviors but also its opacity and potential for loops. The physical design is appealingly cute and soft, but the $430 price tag is a major challenge.
On emotional connection, it successfully simulates companionship and can foster attachment, but it's crucial to remember it's simulation, not genuine emotion. It can't replace the depth of relationships with living beings.
Technologically, it's a pioneering effort, a valuable proof of concept for interactive AI. However, the technology is still in its infancy, with behaviors that can seem nonsensical or repetitive, and a lack of transparency.
Regarding the value proposition, it offers a unique, novel experience and a glimpse into the future, serving as a great conversation starter for early adopters. But the high cost makes it an expensive experiment rather than a mainstream companion.
And finally, the conclusion really circles back to the enduring question of AI companionship. My month with Mofflin was a journey through fascinating, ambiguous territory.
It successfully simulates presence and personality, inviting interaction and fostering curiosity. The plush exterior and gentle responses are key to this. But the limitations are undeniable. The gap between simulation and genuine emotion is vast.
Mofflin firmly remains on the simulation side. While it can mimic affection, it lacks consciousness and lived experience, which are fundamental to relationships with living beings. This distinction is vital given the price.
So, is the perceived companionship enough to justify the cost? For the tech enthusiast, perhaps. But for those seeking the deep, reciprocal bond of a traditional pet, likely not. Mofflin is a powerful conversation starter.
It pushes us to consider what we truly seek in a companion and how technology might reshape those expectations. Mofflin is a glimpse into a potential future where our companions might be code and algorithms.
It represents a significant step in the evolution of AI, demonstrating the potential for artificial entities to engage us on an emotional level. It may not be the perfect AI pet, but it's a remarkable experiment.
It's a testament to innovation and a valuable lesson in the ongoing dialogue between humanity and artificial intelligence. It leaves us pondering the enduring human need for connection and how that need might be met in the future.